online, smartphone, DSTV channel 856, and on 92.7 and 106 FM.
This is 702.
7:35. Thank you so much to the EWN News and Sports teams for that update. We will hear from both of them at 8 o'clock. So stay tuned for that, for the latest developments, COVID and other related locally and abroad. Right now, it's time to talk sustainability. And I recently came across an article on how two guys in Mexico created a leather fabric made out of the cactus plant. And I thought to reach out to a young lady that I met years ago at a David Lale fashion show. And besides her striking looks, what also struck me about her was her passion for her fashion brand that she just started. And the concept back then of ethical sourcing and using what she called vegan leather for her clothing. And that term certainly stuck in my brain. I'm joined now by former model and owner of fashion label Diane Paris, Diana Pengili, to take a look at how the fashion industry is going even more green as companies are now producing non-animal skin leather. Diana, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Hi, Richard Wayne. Hi, thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having me today.
An absolute pleasure. And first of all, just a big congratulations on how you've grown Diane Paris, from, you know, those 44 Stanley days to your showroom now in Sandhurst. Just everything looks so incredibly beautiful. How has the journey been?
Thank you so much. It's been a great, an amazing journey. Mm-hmm. I've launched it in South Africa in 2014.
Yeah.
So it's been 6 years now. It's been beautiful. South Africans really embraced my style that I brought, the international trends, the timely design that I brought to here.
Yeah.
So I'm very lucky that everyone loves it, and my clients are really embracing the whole thing.
Yeah, well, between your fabulous taste, and the beautiful woman that you dress, you've done a fantastic job. Now, tell me, Diane. I alluded to the idea of vegan leather, and you talking about how you sourced your fabric then. Why should why should consumers care about how fabric, for instance, is produced?
So, we're all trying to do less damage to the environment right now. So, I've found this good quality product that I could use instead of leather, which is called man-made leather, or we can say also vegan leather. It's not related to animal product. One of our signature piece is the Diana Coletta jacket that's been since the beginning of the collection, the brand, 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I found also other benefits for that leather. It's super soft,
mm-hmm.
it's breathable, good durability to be worn for years. It's stretchy, so it provides additional comfort. It's washable, much cheaper than real leather, and overall a win-win all around. So it's really up to brands to educate the consumers for what they should buy and how they can impact on the environment, because it's all very confusing, this whole eco leather. So it's really up to us brands to give them alternative solutions and actually show them that it's still a good quality product that can be used for years.
Yeah. I mean, I quite like the fact that right off the bat, you pointed out the fact that it is cheaper than real leather, but it's also incredibly durable. You know, where, for instance, in South Africa specifically, can you go to source this kind of leather? And how are you sourcing and making sure that within your entire value chain, right, for all the rest of your clothing, even non-leather clothing, you are as eco-friendly as possible? Because we also know that in creating cloth and spinning fabrics, that also can have a huge environmental impact from the amount of water used in the manufacturing industry to dyeing, etc. How do you source ethically here in South Africa, Diane?
So Band Paris is all about quality, timeless design, a faultless chic that can be worn more than once. And we're bringing international trends to South Africa. So mm-hmm. I always hand select the best fabric in Paris where I can also visit my family. Then I produce in Poland, and I mainly sell from my showroom in Sandton, mm-hmm. where we're trying to provide a dream wardrobe for all occasions. So I am always, so basically we're trying to bring all the best product to here, to South Africa, to share to everyone here. That's how we have been doing since now.
Mm-hmm. And talk to me about the design process. You talk about, sourcing your fabric and then where it's manufactured as well. What is that design process like? How do you get inspiration and create your designs in the end before they get fabricated? Do you have your finger on the pulse and you have a sense of, what your style, your own inherent style will translate into what South African women out there want? Or do you follow trends, for instance?
So I always love fashion and designing. I'm inspired by my travel abroad. My travels been very. My brain is a direct reflection of me.
Mm.
I'm trying to sell a whole lifestyle and to well traveled women who enjoy the style. They want to feel comfortable, but at the same time comfortable. Because we're all very busy people. We just need things that are timeless, that we can work from morning until evening without having to change and feeling still fresh and comfortable and confident through all during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something that I was always missing. And the fact that I'm also a busy woman, I wanted to have a one-stop shop where I could just find everything at once and be okay for the rest of the season.
Absolutely.
So our showroom, our Sandhurst showroom, is providing that intimate, private experience where it's a on point by appointment only. A studio where you come and we try to understand your needs and your lifestyle, and then we provide the selected items for you, and we're giving tips and everything. So we're trying to have a deeper relationship with our customers.
Yeah,
and I
absolutely.
Think that's where everything is going right now, especially with what the situation at the moment is. We all want more we're trying to have deeper relationships that goes beyond transaction, patience and compassion, to understand more the clients.
And speaking of understanding more, Diana, as we sort of launched into this conversation, I alluded to an article I came across of two Mexican guys who launched a brand called Deserto, right? An alternative to animal leather, and they're using cactus, the cactus plant, to make this leather. Give us a sense of what goes into the fabrication of your own eco or vegan leather that you use with your own designs, because once again, we're talking about that intimacy, that intimate experience that you're creating with your customers, with the people that visit your showroom. What's the story that you're telling them about this material that they're using on their bodies on a daily basis?
So regarding the production, I found this supplier in Paris that just they making that leather. I'm not sure how exactly the whole process is going, but I've tested on myself before even show to the world, and it's just something that is super comfortable, feels like a second skin, and and it's basically man-made. So it's a synthetic fabric, but you can, it's breathable, so it's really, really well made, that you can just that it's you don't feel like you've got something a polyester on you or something like that.
Mm.
And eco is also you can say eco leather as real leather can be classified the same way. It's just depending on the tanning process. So vegetal tanning process can say also eco leather. Yeah, that's the, so it's a bit confusing in the whole industry, even for me at the beginning. And the whole meaning has changed with the years.
So
basically I'm trying to just give a sustainable alternative to my plan without compromising my quality, because for me quality is first.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much, Diana, for your time this morning. It's been fun having a chat with you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much, Mr. Loy.
Definitely.
And have a beautiful morning.
I will do. You too. You keep well, and we'll definitely keep in touch and track the brand as it grows from strength to strength. That's Diana Pingili. She's a former model and owner of fashion label Diane Paris, talking eco fashion and green leather fabric.